Welcome to the Dating After Divorce podcast. I'm your host, Shade Curry, and I believe every divorced woman deserves a romantic relationship where she feels safe, loved, and cherished. You can create the most amazing life after divorce, and I will teach you how. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Dating After Divorce podcast. I am your host, Shade Curry. I hope you all had an amazing holiday last week. Here in the United States, it's the Thanksgiving holiday. And so I hope that week was amazing for you and that you got together with your favorite people and participated in the way that feels best to you. Today, I'd like to talk about dating anxiety. Like, this is something that comes up at all levels of dating. Every time I'm working with women, it comes up one way or another. And, you know, dating anxiety comes up because fear is normal. Fear is a normal part of the human experience. You're not going to get away from fear, and you don't want to get away from fear. You don't want to not feel fear. Fear actually keeps you safe. Fear is what reminds you to look both ways before you cross the street. So we're just evolved and adapted to have a fear response, just to make sure we're doing it right, make sure we are not about to do something that's going to harm us. In the case of dating anxiety, it can look like, for some of the women that I've worked with, it looks like shutting down when they are around a man that they are attracted to, or when a man approaches them or wants to talk to them. And of course, that fear response is normal. Again, if someone unfamiliar is coming up to you, you want your spidey senses to go off in a way that is healthy, in a way that helps you. Like, hey, you know, is this safe? Is this guy safe? Is he coming to me to harm me, or is he coming to like say hello? Right. The problem happens with dating anxiety is when you are not your prefrontal cortex, your higher self, the part of you that understands safety versus what's not safe, the part of you that isn't panicked, when that part isn't engaged in the moment. So in that moment, when a man approaches you, and even though you know it's safe, if the fear response is still too high, you won't be able to look him in the eye. You'll feel flustered. You'll feel like there's a frog in your throat. You'll just like mumble. You won't be able to actually engage, even if you want to, right? Or if for some, another client of mine, this has showed up as, you know, meeting someone online, going on that first date. And then throughout the date, her mind is just racing. Like, what if he's not interested? Why don't he doesn't like me? I don't know what to say. What do I say? I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to make a mistake. Am I sitting right? Am I eating right? And like, because her mind is racing so much, she wouldn't show up with like her brightest, glowy, most authentic self. And when she didn't show up that way, she didn't make the connections that she wanted. So these are all ways that that fear response, when it's allowed to just run rampant, like all of these thoughts are allowed to just kind of like be all over the place, can really harm your dating journey. You won't be able to be present. Like, you won't enjoy yourself. And all of that energy, all of that fear, like that constant hypervigilance, trying to protect yourself from what may or may not even be present in that moment, can really exhaust you. Like, people say dating is exhausting. They say it all the time. And it is true if things like dating anxiety are present all the time when you're dating. For some people, it's present when they're even just swiping, right? Like, they're wondering, am I going to make a mistake? Am I going to swipe on the wrong person? And because of that, like, they protect themselves by swiping left on everybody. Like, I'm just not going to go there. And the key here is really awareness. You want to be aware of when this shows up. It shows up for all of us. Nervousness, fear, concern, worry, they are all things that are going to show up along the way. What you don't want is for this anxiety to turn just a simple interaction with a man into a terror-filled moment. You don't want it to feel like you're about to die. And unless you know how to work with this, it will feel like you're about to die in that moment. And if it feels that way, you're just going to shrink back from dating, right? Like, if simple interactions like, hi, can I have your number, turns into like this whole scenario that feels like you're, you know, being chased through a dark alley by a guy in a Jason mask, if it feels that way to you, of course you're not going to want to do it. You're not going to want to go on dates. You're not going to want to talk to guys. You're not going to want to put yourself out there. You're not going to want to put your profile out there. Like, it just makes you shrink. It causes you to avoid the whole dating process, or you'll start and stop. And every time a moment doesn't go well, you will then beat yourself up because you know that the situation was safe, but you didn't show up the way you wanted to. And then when you beat yourself up afterwards, it makes you shrink even more because now you're punishing yourself for the way you responded to the normal fear response. The key here is to understand it. Like, a lot of what I do with my clients initially is to help them understand what is happening here. Because dating anxiety and the fear response does not have to stop you. The reason it ends up stopping you is because when it shows up, you panic because you're misinterpreting that anxiety in the moment as a stop sign. Like, you believe when your brain says, oh, this is dangerous, you actually believe that. And then it causes you to say, oh my God, it really is dangerous, which heightens the fear response, heightens the anxiety, makes it grow bigger. Instead of you saying, okay, I'm having a normal human response here and I just need to decide what I want to do. Because there are some situations where you want that fear response. A man could be approaching you who, you know, all your spidey senses go off and he does feel a little bit menacing, or he feels like that could be dangerous. You do want to be able to make that appropriate decision in that moment to leave. Like, I got to the date, the guy looked like, you know, I needed to get out of there. And so I made the decision to get out of there. But when the fear response takes over, if you're not making that decision from your prefrontal cortex, from the more logical part of yourself, you will sometimes, what women do is they will actually shut down the anxiety in a situation where they should leave. They will shut it down and resist it and stay, because your lower brain is not making logical decisions. And so if there is a reason to leave and you go into a freeze response, you might actually find yourself staying. And if the situation is actually safe and you could just be like, oh, this is safe, everything's fine, I can flirt, I can engage. If you let your lower brain make the decision, it might just decide to like shut down. And so it's not that these responses are inappropriate. They are appropriate. We are wired to be cautious when we're around unfamiliar people. So the response, the initial response is appropriate. You just want to make sure that you are deciding what you choose to do in that situation from a place of being more logical, from a powerful place, from a place where you're certain and you have your own back, you feel self-trust, you know you can take care of yourself, you know that the situation is okay. You don't want to continually be in this loop of like fear, shutdown, fear, shutdown, fear, shutdown, fear, shutdown, shrinking all the time, deleting the apps every 3 days, every week, turning off your meetup notifications because it's like, I just can't handle being around other people, turning down invitations and staying home, or just hanging out with only your girlfriends. All of that does not move you forward in your dating journey, because you really want a partner. You want someone to spend your golden years with. You want someone to explore the moment, the life with you, to have adventures with. Not getting a handle on your own fear response keeps you from fulfilling that. Or for some of you, I know you just go through the motions. You're like, you're on the apps, but you don't do anything that would actually get you to the point of sitting in front of a man. You don't do anything that would get you to the point where you are actually interacting with someone. And it can be really frustrating if this doesn't show up in other parts of your life. Like, if in your business, on your job, you're like, you know what you're doing, you feel certain, you know how to keep yourself safe, you feel confident. It can be very frustrating for someone smart and accomplished to have all the 90% of your life, you have it down, and then there's this one area where you just can't seem to figure out how not to feel so anxious when you're talking to someone. And that can cause shame, which also can cause you to shrink. So dating anxiety is like, it's like this thing that you just need to learn to dance with. You want to learn how to like figure it out, basically, instead of an impulsive or instantaneous response to it. You want to be like, what's actually happening here? And a lot of what I do with my clients is I help them slow those moments down, either before or after, we slow the moment down because the reason for dating anxiety for every woman is different. Every woman has a different reason it's happening. It could be trauma from the past. It could be divorce. It could just be generalized anxiety about life in general. Like not the diagnosis. I mean, like just, you're just anxious. Like I remember after my divorce, I just felt anxious all the time about a lot of things because something really big and unexpected had happened. And it kind of triggered my brain to feel like, well, we don't know what could happen next. So I just felt anxious all the time. But what you want to do is learn how not to let that anxiety run your decisions. Because the anxiety is just like an alarm that's going off. It's just like, wah, 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 wah. And you want to be able to say, okay, do I need this alarm today or do I not? Do I need it here or do I not? Is it telling me that there is actual danger or is it just going off and I can just turn the volume all the way down? Again, that alarm is there to protect you. It's there to keep you from getting hurt, from failure, from rejection, from mistakes, from disappointment. But if you allow that to protect you from everything, it will protect you from love. It will actually keep love out. You'll be like, you know what? The safest thing for us is to not talk to any men at all. Because when we're not talking to any men, nothing is happening, which means we're safe. But that's not what you want. You want love, right? You want to meet your soulmate. You want to meet your partner. And so you want to take control of dating anxiety, which is more of an overreaction to whatever is happening. You want to be able to turn it down so that when you do want to open up to someone, you have the ability to do that. The first step really is to understand why it's happening for you. Again, like I said, with my clients, we work on slowing it down. What is happening with this particular person, with my particular client? Identify the trigger. A lot of the triggers will be thoughts that you are having in that moment. It will be the way you are thinking, the pattern of thinking you are having in that moment will in many cases be the trigger for the dating anxiety. So you want to identify what those thoughts are. What am I thinking? A lot of those thoughts will be thoughts that you have practiced over and over and over and over again, maybe throughout your life. And they're now a part of you and they keep triggering dating anxiety, maybe because this is a more high stakes situation for you. Sometimes the source of the anxiety will just be like trauma, things you've experienced in the past, right? Familiarity or like may just be a familiar smell, a familiar look, or maybe dating situations that you were in the past. Like we want to identify what that is and acknowledge that your brain is trying to protect you in that moment. You're like, oh, okay, of course I feel this way. Of course I feel this anxiety because whatever the reason is. And when people work with me, I'm able to explore that with them so that they can really understand themselves. A lot of dating, I like to say, is a transformational journey where you get to understand who you are. You get to understand yourself, what is happening inside of you. Often we are jumping out into experiences outside of ourselves, into other people's experiences, into things people say, versus understanding who we are and how we are responding so that we can work with ourselves to create the life that we want. When you understand, when you become super aware of what's happening, when you understand why it's happening, then the third step is you can make another decision. Instead of the default, your autopilot decision to shut down when you feel dating anxiety or to run away or to avoid the situation or to not date at all, which some of you do are doing that, you can decide, okay, this is what's happening. Once you have that awareness and understanding, like making the decision about what you want to do, how you want to shift it, how you want to change it, how you want to show up differently is very easy. Like that is the easiest step. Many of us try to jump from, I feel dating anxiety. I don't want to feel dating anxiety. I'm going to do something different. We try to skip over all the other steps to just change who we are. And that causes us to struggle for a really, really long time. Slowing down, becoming aware, understanding what's going on and why gives you everything you need to change your response, to shift your thoughts, to heal the trauma, if that's what it is, to work with it, to literally grow yourself up. Because sometimes for some of us, that response is coming from just developmental milestones that we didn't complete when we were young, right? Some of us didn't date at all, right? And so that's a developmental milestone that you haven't completed. And now you have the opportunity to do that. Once you do all of that, you're able to turn the alarm. You're able to kind of sort of like use it as a dial, turn it up. If you're actually in danger, turn it down. When you're like, no, I'm not in danger. I'm just on a date. Everything's fine. We can engage. We can let our We can let our real self out. We can be authentic. We can flirt. We can practice the things that we've been learning. Once you're able to do that, you will find that dating becomes so much easier. It becomes so much more fun. You are able to engage men at the level that you want to engage them. Because all of that noise in your head has turned down, you actually have the space to observe the guy in front of you and decide if you want to be with him or not. If you want to date him again, if you want to go out again. If you go on dates and you have a hard time making decisions about going out again or not, you find yourself second guessing yourself, doubting yourself. This may be one of the reasons. There are a lot of reasons for that, but this may be one of the reasons. It may just be you don't have space to actually observe or evaluate. Another way that you might find yourself in a relationship that you don't want is because the anxiety is taking up so much space. When you're able to do this, dating becomes enriching, it becomes fun, it becomes an adventure. You're able to have more dates, which opens up the pool of people to you, which increases the likelihood and the speed at which you will meet the love of your life. All right, so that's all about dating anxiety, a little bit of an intro into dating anxiety. If you are experiencing dating anxiety, I want to invite you to work with me. I want to invite you to schedule a complimentary consultation call where we explore how this is showing up for you, how we would solve it, how we would put together a whole dating journey for you, resolving all the little parts of your dating journey that might not be working for you, so that dating and meeting your life partner after a divorce doesn't have to take you years. It could just take you months. It could take you months. And you could put dating behind you forever. So I want you to go to the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast and book your consultation call. If you're listening to this on social media, just go to my bio and the link to schedule a consultation call is there. And I will be happy to talk to you and see how I'm able to help you. All right. Thanks for your time and attention. I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening today. If you are ready to get married after divorce, I want to invite you to download my free 8-video training specifically designed to help divorced women date with ease and get married again. Head over to shadecurry.com to get started. That's SadeCurry.com. I'll see you inside.